Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
All right, from the depths of Antarctica, this is Chuck Bonnerill and Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
That's right, the show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Yeah, two weekends ago, we were playing golf in shorts and a sleeveless shirt. Now we've got like...
Now we're building igloos. Just to stay warm.
Hey, all kinds of stuff to talk about today. Trump is releasing his plans to dismantle the deep state.
How's he going to do that?
We're going to play the soundbite and tell it. But don't get into it now. That's coming up later. Got a great Party Friday soundbite. But first, wanted to bring on the chair of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, who's had, I would think, a fairly busy past few days. Hey, Dave, thank you for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
So let me, I want to get into number one, I think, what I think is more Kyle Clark fake news about the giant blue shift, because I think the numbers don't bear that out, at least the numbers I'm seeing. But most of all, first of all, just a general question, just your sort of, I mean, I think to you and a lot of Republican Party chair people, I mean, congratulations. I mean, it was, yeah, I think that
the world has been saved.
The world has been saved.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally, it's been saved.
Your reaction to the election.
Well, I look, it's a historic moment to have Donald Trump come back as a huge vindication. It's the greatest comeback in American history. And I'm glad Colorado Republicans had their small part to play in all of it. As you remember, we fought very hard to make sure that he could stay on the ballot and subsequently on all other ballots across the country. But we also sent a lot of volunteers to their organization, to their campaign, so that they could make phone calls into those swing states. Because Colorado was always going to be an uphill battle anyway, we wanted to make sure to send resources and manpower as best we could. So we played a little small part in it, and we're happy to be a part of that greater cause.
Well, and, you know, listening to Scott Presser, though, putting up the numbers, those volunteers, I mean, they made a huge difference. He's talking about, and we'll talk about this later, but the whole early voting thing, he says they knocked on literally millions of doors. And the people that you sent, the volunteers that we, that Colorado sent in all of those efforts, he estimates turned tens of thousands of people who probably weren't going to vote at all into actual Trump ballots. So that's no small thing, really, when you think about it.
Well, like, look, everyone pitched in. I know across the country, especially with my counterparts and other state parties, they were doing everything they could to help in those seven swing states. And in the end, it made a difference. He had a whole sweep. I don't know. I don't know if all the news agencies have called Arizona.
Or yeah, right. Yeah. Fox hasn't yet. They're holding out.
But he swept them all.
They decided to hold out this year. But it is amazing. It is an historic. And you get to wake up every morning, and no matter what your you know, gripes are for the day, you go, yeah, but Trump won. It's an amazingly good feeling. And I said, you know, the world is saved. And, I don't think that's hyperbole. I mean, you know, I think Biden would have brought us into World War III. I think America would have been gone because he got, you know, he allowed in, no one knows, 15 to 30 million illegals, and if he'd won, you know, we would be Brazil with a massive underclass. And there's so many other things, the economy.
Censorship,
you know. Oh, censorship.
Jailing American citizens for nothing.
Yeah, throwing us off YouTube. I mean, you know, there are all kinds of awful stuff that have happened out there. But this is such a happy, happy day. And every day you get to find, who's going to go point to his cabinet? You know, which kind of neo-Nazi nutball?
And for fun, we can watch Joe Scarborough meltdown again.
Yeah, there you go. Just watching, you know, I never was a big Morning Joe fan, but I'm becoming a big one. I love turning it on and listening to him and Mika. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think there was a red wave. We picked up some U.S. Senate seats across the country. There's some House seats that are being picked up ever so slightly because of Trump's coattails. So the house looks like the House will maintain its majority and have a slight increase potentially. And even in Colorado, we saw a small shift to the right. I know a lot of people aren't as ecstatic about the Colorado results because we don't have sweeping majorities like every other state that we're seeing out there. But you got to remember, 20 years of the establishment running our state into the ground, it's gonna take some time to turn Colorado back to what we remember it as. So it's a work in progress, but I'm grateful for the work that that our party has done, and despite all the sabotage that
Yeah,
we've experienced.
A little bit.
Well, you know, let me throw some numbers at because I think it is fair to keep things in perspective. Because if you listen to Kyle Clark, you'd think that, oh, it's a horror.
Always listen to Kyle
Yeah,
Clark.
really, you never should. But I mean, when you look at the numbers, I mean, so in 2020, Biden had 1.8 million votes. In 2024, Kamala Harris had 1.5 million. She lost 300,000 votes. That's not a blue shift, right? Where Trump, he lost about 120,000 votes. But when you look at it, out of the 64 counties, 41 of them voted for Trump. Right. So it's not like Colorado is blue. It's like the Front Range is blue and people in Denver are crazy. We know. And so, I mean, I think that's just important to keep in perspective. 40, when you look at the map of Colorado, there's these little blue squiggle things and then red, 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 red. Right.
Well,
If you look at the top of the ticket, and this is important to remember, if you look at the top of the ticket, Donald Trump did better than Joe O'Dea, did better than Heidi Gnall, did better than his previous outing in 2020, did better by at least by percentages anyway. And then
Right.
in 2018, did better than Walker Stapleton. We are doing better. And if you look at the down ballot races, we stopped the bleeding. If you, I don't know if you recall, KBB, when she was the chairwoman, when Ken Buck was the chairman, when Jeff Hayes was the chairman, those were successive historic losses, one after the other. Now to 2024, the bleeding has stopped. We didn't lose anything, and we actually are on a course to gain 2 seats in the state house. And maybe if counting finalizes, ballot carrying goes, we might actually win a Senate seat down here to increase the state Senate. And then Gabe Evans, maybe it looks like it's a little bit out of his reach, but we've sent volunteers to his district to help cure those ballots. I mean, we're not in the same boat that we were 2 years ago when the establishment thought that they were gonna, be the second coming, or that they were gonna be
Right.
leading us to the promised land. So
Well,
things are better.
another promised land for the Uniparty. I'll call it for the Uniparty that it's been working toward for 20 years, 25 years, was to be accomplished by Prop 131. Get rid of the parties, get rid of primaries, get rid of all those things, which the Republicans rely on more than the Democrats. I mean, Democrats have unions, they have lots of other groups that have lots of organizational capacities to them. Republicans really don't. They really don't. I mean, we all may believe similar things like gun rights and everything else, but gun rights isn't an organization that you can send thousands of people out. So their desire to count on, and they spent $15 million, which in any other state it's a hiccup, but here in Colorado to push ads for 131. I mean, honestly, if somebody said, "Look, I'll give you a straight up bet on 131, how much you want to bet that 131 wins?" I would have said, "I don't know. How much is my house worth?" I mean,
I said Chuck's not allowed to bet.
yeah, thank God I'm anymore.
Well, you can make fun of John Caldera because he was so certain that
Yes,
131 would pass, and he was blaming the conservatives in Colorado as to why it would pass,
Well,
and then.
then, but then he wrote what he did because I read it in Rhino Watch, the greatest publication in Colorado history. He'd kind of go, I'm not saying I'm for it, but here's all the great things that'll happen if 131 passes. And my favorite phrase of his was, and that'll be the end of the Dave Williams gay bashing, pro-life, pro-gun, whoever it was, conservatives. It was an amazing statement of
And
his
it was
that,
crushed.
Well, no, I mean, Uncle Phil had given up after you came to office, quite frankly. He saw you come to office, and Uncle Phil said, "Hell with
And
this."
Dick Wadhams isn't on that too.
Yeah, Dick Wadhams and everybody else said, "Let's
Good old Dick. He lost.
Dickie Doy." Yeah, and who always puts parenthetically, just for full disclosure, I'm being paid for this. You're being paid for everything, Uncle Dickie. You don't have a real view of anything in your life.
Your take then on 131? I mean, I know.
Well, if you go and look at, they say, okay, who's for 131? Okay, Catherine Murdoch of daughter-in-law and so forth. And you've got Barbara Kirkmore. And you've got Mike Kaufman.
And Dick
And
Wadhams and John Kildare.
you got a mentally ill Ken Buck who needs to be saved if we can possibly send him to some kind of institution. And then you see this huge litany of names and people, and every once in a while they say, and opposing it is former Representative Dave Williams. And that was it. I mean, that was, you kind of go, holy shit, that's a huge anti-vote there.
So 131. Look, I think ultimately at the end of the day, the voters they agreed with us that we shouldn't allow wealthy billionaires or outside interests with tons of money behind them manipulating our elections through deceptive campaign marketing. That's really what would have happened.
Right.
And if you look at California, more likely than not, you're going to have Democrat left-leaning candidates that get to the final round in the general election with no Republican candidates whatsoever. Every now and then they'll get in there, but by and large, the real choice you're going to have is Democrat A versus Democrat B.
Right.
Now, what's interesting about the Democrats being against it, I think it goes all the way back to Jared Polis. Jared Polis was not the Democrat favorite to take the nomination. That is exactly why he didn't really perform all that well during their caucus and assembly process. If you recall, they liked people like Mike Johnson. They liked people like Kennedy. I can't remember her name, but
Gary
former
Kennedy.
Gary Kennedy.
they hated the fact that someone could go in and throw all their money and weight around and buy the nomination. So I think there's something deeply embedded in both bases of both political parties where, hey, we want you to actually do the grassroots thing and go talk to us and shake our hands and let us know how you feel and look us in the eye. So I think that's what ultimately killed it. They understood that this was not a good idea. But I.
The only thing I could figure out what happened, quite frankly, because I've always had the belief that if with enough money and no money opposing you, you could get the Colorado public to vote to chemically castrate your children in the name of equity. I mean, they'll believe anything. And here, and it could be, I had a friend who said, "Well, people must have read it." I said, "You can get through the Bible quicker. You get through all the issue things in the Colorado." No, they didn't read the thing. They didn't do the thing. I mean, it's a miracle. It's no, it is. And the one thing I'll agree with John Caldera was this would have made the greatest difference in the state's political ethosphere if it had passed. It really would have been the end of parties, and it would have been the end of really politics. Other than you get your signature guys out there at $15 a signature, and then you get the ads on, and then that's campaign. No reason to debate. Nobody wants a goddamn stinking debate. There's no kind of kicking the tires. You get to kick
But
the
it went down,
TV.
but it crushed. It was crushed.
Well, how'd that actually happen? I mean, no, honestly, there's one truism in politics is that money
Money talks.
No, is
Other
mother's milk,
talk.
is mother's milk, and so forth. The other one is if you have huge money versus no money, huge money wins every time. Except this one time where huge money didn't
Well, you
win
let
at
him
all.
answer. Let him answer.
No, I got another 10 minutes.
So, I mean, I like to think that they agreed with us that they don't want that kind of money and influence in our elections, but it could be. We just got lucky. It was just so confusing. People didn't want to read it, and they were like, "Forget it. No, I don't.
Right.
You don't. We won't know unless we serve. Do a
And we have
survey."
no money to survey it,
Right.
so forget that.
Well, let me ask you
Right.
about this, because I think, well, let's talk about going forward, because I think you're right. There are a lot of, Kyle Clark notwithstanding, a lot of things to look at. Like you said, you stop the bleeding. So how do we then go from stopping the bleeding? Well, let me back up. In 2014, a bunch of really tricky Democrats like Ted Trimpa, funded by billionaires. Came up with the Blueprint Colorado.
No, way, way before that.
Well, but I mean, that's when the book came out. And
It
then,
wasn't. No, the book came out before that.
was that the new book? But at any rate, the Blueprint Colorado, right? And they had a systematic plan and the money to turn Colorado blue. And so to speak, that worked. But I think they started, I mean, Ted has explained, like they would just pick places they could win. And granted, they had money, but how does Colorado now take that? I mean, we have 41 counties that voted overwhelmingly Republican, right? And in some of the
Really,
other.
it's just found that there's a rural-urban divide in the United States. That the empty places,
I grew up in
yeah, I know. Well, all the empty places are red. If you
oh,
look at a
there.
map,
I get that, but how do we move
well,
Colorado is what I'm saying.
I mean, there. Look, there is a real demographic shift that we do have to account for. People
Right.
have moved in Colorado, and conversely, Republicans, conservatives have voted with their feet and they've moved out.
Yeah.
So we're getting it from both ends.
Right.
I think the long-term solution is to
Succeed.
we'll say well, look, if you want to fight for Colorado, we have to do similar things, right? We have to pick the races that we think we can win that are competitive. I think we have to start converting unaffiliated voters to our camp. So there's got to be a little bit better process on, I guess, voter registration, more or less, would be the way to characterize it. And then we have to stop giving money to failed consultants.
Right.
I don't want to say anyone's names other than Advance Colorado being one of them. Why are we giving them money? I mean, they were the ones leading the charge on Amendment 80, and they failed miserably. They had all the money in the world to try and get that passed, and they couldn't get that passed. I
Right.
mean, that's, you know, that, I mean, this is the story of the consulting class, the establishment. They throw money into useless things that really don't make a difference. And John Caldera, interesting, you talk about 131 real quick. John Caldera put, I think, an email out or something like that that I happened to come across, and
Happened to come across.
he no, I didn't, I don't normally read his nonsense unless someone sends it to me, but I came across it in a post or something. And he's talking about how he thinks the reason it lost was because you have to do incremental change. You can't do this wide-ranging change at once. But really, what he was trying to tell you was his model of getting funded, right? Because if you look at the ballot measures, if you look at the ballot measures that he puts forward, they're all these ridiculous, fraction of a 1%, less
Property
tax
tip,
or something.
right.
For all people
All
that are
nonsense.
worth $1 billion or more. I mean,
Right.
it's just. It's Phil Anschutz. It's Phil Anschutz tax relief.
Well, my point is that, of course, John Caldera would say, "Don't do a big sweeping
Yeah,
change.
we need to milk
Do
this forever.
my method of just small little incremental bites." My
Well,
point.
we have been doing his
I
method,
know that's how
small
he gets.
incremental bites, and that's why we have
Well, let's
no
stay
federal
how he gets
problems
funded.
with
That's
that.
my point, is that these guys con the donor class into giving them money. We got to stop giving those guys money, and we got to start realizing that our path to success is similar to what Donald Trump's been able to do nationwide. Donald Trump has created this coalition of folks who are not traditionally Republicans. This is why he's won over more blacks, more Latinos, more blue-collar working class individuals into the Republican Party. He's transformed it. There was a realignment here, and it's going to continue. And if Colorado doesn't embrace more of that model, we're going to lose. Pueblo County went for Donald Trump this election cycle, but they also, and this hasn't been reported, Kyle Clark's not going to talk about it. Dineya Eskar is the former majority leader of the Colorado State House of Representatives. She was a commissioner in that race running for reelection. She got booted. We flipped a commissioner race in Pueblo and took out the arguably one of the more powerful Colorado Democrats in this state.
Right.
There is a path to victory, but it does not it's not going to be the way that Advance Colorado or John Caldera or Ready Colorado, all these ridiculous establishment types, it's not going to be their way.
Well,
Let me,
no,
it's interesting that you
no.
say that because one of the things Ted Trimpa told us years ago is one of the first things they did with Blueprint Colorado was get rid of the consultants. They're
Yeah.
like, why are we dealing? He said, you don't have these Democrat consulting agencies, or at least you didn't in Colorado. He said, because he said exactly that. We don't need them. All they do is take money for themselves. And he said, so we got rid of them and we just sort of took it right to the people.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there are vendors and consultants that they're a necessary evil at times, but I believe Ted Trimpo, to put a finer point on it, would always say that they shouldn't be in charge of making decisions. They should have a
Right.
very narrow box where they're told what to do, and they can provide feedback, of course, but they're told what to do, and it's not them, but it's other people providing accountability and guidance, and that's how they move forward.
Well,
I don't think that's wrong, but the consultants that we have now, they got to go. We got to quit giving them money. But for some reason, the Democrat or the donors rather want to keep funding their operations. And I don't know what else to say. If you lose Amendment 80, I mean, come on. Like that should be something that's easily winnable, but for some reason it's not.
Well, you said, Dave, that we got to stop funding groups like Advance Colorado. I can't name a single person, and I know a lot of people on the Republican side who've contributed to Advance Colorado. Not because they really it's not really they don't need it. The money comes from Anschutz and others. It isn't a grassroots one where I gotta, the kid doesn't really need to eat this week. I think I'll send $10 to Advance Colorado. I
Right.
mean,
So their small dollar donor efforts are not, I mean, they're not, right. They're not getting the bulk of their money from everyday.
oh, any of it, any of
Well,
it.
Phil Anschutz does fund a big portion of it, but there are other folks that are maybe not quite billionaires, but there are others that do contribute to Advance.
Who are millionaires.
Well,
They're
I'll take
millionaires,
millionaires.
but they're not billionaires. But,
What do you do, Dave?
well, let me congratulate one person. I always like to spread
It's like Mr. Spreading of Good
the
Cheer.
good cheer.
That's all he does around the house all day, Dave. He
All day.
spreads
It's
good cheer.
just good cheer I'm giving out to our cat. No, we don't have a cat, a dog, and others. And that is, a prophet is a person who is beloved in anywhere but its own land. But there was a person who for years here in Colorado, who for years in Colorado was saying, the Republican Party is crazy. You have to do early voting. You have to do ballot harvesting. You have to do all these things.
This amazing
Well, I don't
prophet?
want to tell you know. Let's give him and said it time and time again. Notwithstanding, lots of Republicans, including friends of mine, who kind of go, "No, we must defeat the computer and all vote on election day." And I go, "That is insane. That's like saying we're not going to pay any attention to the 3-point line. That there shouldn't be a 3-point shoot." And instead saying, okay, we got one, we don't like it, we should try to change it, but we ought to take advantage of it. And finally, last election, Trump, ignored this brilliant pundit, but least, but
Thank God.
this time he finally listened. So maybe it's small solace to this person who's given up so much for so many. We won't say who it is.
Well, Scott Prosser was saying he's putting together his blueprint, I guess the, blueprint red that he's going to send out to all the states and talk about the kind of things they did. I mean, that sounds like the
Who
kind of
is
thing Scott, the guy who did the
Scott Pressler? Yeah,
Yeah, no
I
pressure.
mean he's focused on sort of the equivalent of an evangelist, right? He wants to make people Republicans and convince them, hey, go join our team. And the theory is that they'll more likely to vote and come out if they register, right? I mean that's of course sort of what a party should be doing when they can do it. And he, to his credit, in a very consequential state that was, going to tip one way or the other, he went in there and gave it his all. But the real hero of this election is Donald Trump. Dick Wadhams, Dick Wad, if Dick Wadhams were here, but he's too much of a coward to
He's
be
coming
here.
on next.
No.
He will, if he were here, he would probably somehow look at the results and say Donald Trump was a liability. I mean, that's how crazy Dick Wadhams is. This guy, is should be given a lot of credit for recreating the party and creating this realignment opportunity. Look, he won in 2020. We all don't want to talk about it, but Donald Trump did win. The reason why the Democrats won was because they were able to stuff the ballot box with illegitimate votes. Period. That's what happened in Pennsylvania. That's what happened in Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. It didn't
Well,
happen this time.
that's why they don't explain what
What
happened.
happened to
What
these 20
happened?
million votes?
Yeah, what happened to 15,
Well,
20 votes?
That's
Yeah,
what
no,
happened.
people
They
love
lied. They all died of
to vote during COVID. So
I mean, you
it
know,
was.
I want to put a finer point on this. Based on the 2020 election results, Joe Biden is the most popular Democrat politician in the history of this republic. That's insanity.
And they didn't want him to run again.
Right, they didn't want him to run again.
People don't give enough credit. He did it all from his basement. Just think how that great that is. You never leave your basement and you become the most popular vote getter in American or probably world history. I mean,
I know.
what a
Right. So I mean, look, Donald Trump won, but I think he's had this guy's remade the party, and he's the reason why we have a future as a party. Because George W. Bush, like it or not, when 2006 came around, the country was done with it. We were done with this neocon globalist country club, path that they had put us on. And Donald Trump, thank God, came on the scene and did what he did in 2016. So,
I'll give it, Donald Trump did one thing that nobody else did. He actually looked out to the great unwashed and said, "I loved you. I love you guys. I love you guys. And I love your program. I love your, defend the borders." He adopted, in fact, I'd say about a third of Donald Trump's platform he would opposed in 2015. But there's no greater way to find out what you want a good platform for is get up and in front of 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people and say something
and see what they clap for.
and see what they respond to. So the last time I remember, Trump came out, it was early rally, and said, "And you need to get your booster shot because that'll be great." Boo! Everybody, he
Didn't
went,
say that again.
he went, "Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't mean that at all. I think we ought to have a federal ban on abortion." Boo! Oh, no. I didn't mean that at all. It's a great way to go out there and figure what your platform ought to be because you get immediate response as opposed to kind of, checking with the consultants of what would be the good answer.
It's a much better way than checking with consultants. I'll give you that.
Let me just a couple more questions, Dave, because I know you got to go. One
He
thing.
didn't have to go. He'd be able to talk to him forever ever since he met the billionaire. I mean,
One of the things that is you look at again looking at the numbers, it's like the rural areas, and I mean you had 181,000 people in Denver alone vote for Kamala Harris, right? That's hard to beat in Routt County and places like that. But one of the things I'm wondering is because the people of Denver are insane, and I know we probably can't get an electoral college in Colorado, which is what we need. But I'm wondering if, sort of like in San Francisco, or I mean, things are going to get worse because the Democrats there, Mike Johnson is doubling down on things. They're not going to get better. I got to wonder, I hate to say this, but if maybe that's part of the Republican Party's hope too, that things in Denver are going to get so bad that they're going to probably, people are going to start turning around saying, okay, we got to try. This is not working. I mean, we're not going to keep voting for this. Or so maybe we should just let Denver sink, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Just put a moat around it.
Well, the problem is sort of that Denver metro area, but there's also some counties on the western slope that also were blue, surprisingly enough, and that's probably where all the wealthy folks have a second home or something like that. But the only thing I could say is that these people, they're going to keep voting for nonsense, and until they personally have to deal with the illegal aliens with the Venezuelan gang taking over their apartment complex, they're going to keep doing. I mean, when is enough pain? When is enough abuse sufficient for them to say, maybe I should vote for something different? The answer is, I don't know. I mean, California is still California. They elected Adam Schiff, for God's sake, right? So
Easily, easily.
they're so I guess now, interestingly enough, they passed that one ballot initiative that actually made it tougher on crime for shoplifters anyway, but then they still voted for Adam Schiff. So I think you have to break that cognitive dissonance that they have, and I'm not quite sure how you do that yet until they really have to face the consequences of what they vote for. And
Well, JFK Jr. is going to have an important role in the new administration, has indicated that he's got a solution, which is get rid of fluoride. It's fluoride that's really causing this among
Dave, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for your
Give
time.
us a call sometime.
I will call you back.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate all your
Bye-bye.
work. Bye. All right, Dave Williams there. Everybody else says thank you, thank you, thank you. And Kieran Cataline says, who says there are fair elections in California? That's a good point. Well, let me talk just about Trump isn't even, from Charlene, just say no to Pompeo and Nikki Haley. Trending
Pompeo.
number
Pompeo's the
two.
one, and luckily we have Tucker
Audio.
Carlson who wants him executed.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson is the one who tried to get the WikiLeaks guy literally
You mean
assassinated.
Pompeo.
Yeah, Pompeo tried to get
I
the
know that, like,
WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. He actually planned that. I mean, he actually planned to have him assassinated.
the no Pompeo is like trending number two on Twitter. But I want to talk about, like, Donald Trump isn't even president yet. And here are the things, and we'll get into the deep state in a second, so far that have happened. Let's see. Where'd it go? Okay, so Europe wants to start buying American natural gas to avoid tariffs. So that's going to—I mean, the whole energy thing—he's turned around. He's not even president yet. Putin says he's going to start selling Russia oil in U.S. dollars, which will be good. Hamas has called for peace. Qatar has kicked Hamas out, right? Trump and Musk talked to Zelensky and said, "Look, Zelensky, there's no more money." Meanwhile, Trump released a policy today that said he's going to take the money that we've been spending in Ukraine, use it to create essentially tent cities temporarily, and essentially make it illegal. I don't know how he would do this, but for people to be living on the street, pointing out, as we all
Well, why
know,
can't he?
it's not, well, exactly, it's not good for them and it's not good for the rest of us.
I mean, you have a Supreme Court decision saying it's been adjusted, you have a right to shelter. Okay,
He's got that.
we'll give you a right to shelter.
Meantime, a caravan of some 3,000 illegal immigrants that was on its way up here from
From a
Mexico,
mental institution
finding
in
a prominent
Mexico,
turnaround.
it's
And
entire mentally
that's,
insane people coming up.
yeah, I mean, and he's not even president yet, but he was talking today. Well, he's been putting out videotapes, and one of the best ones is the one he put out about how to dismantle the deep state, because Trump gets that. So, Thomas, if we could please play the dismantle the deep state soundbite.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee.
And then he went on to say the other thing they're going to do is move some of the bureaucracies outside of Washington, D.C. He says they're going to ban bureaucrats from taking jobs with the companies they regulate, like Dr. Fauci, right? Can't go work for, they can't do that. And also then push for a congressional or a constitutional amendment to limit congressional terms. So, I mean,
Well, that's the one that's not going to happen.
No.
And two, it's not, as we found out here in Colorado, it's not a cure-all for anything. No. We have term limits for legislature, and I'm not sure it's any better or any worse. What is disappointing, at least a couple of those things, you know, don't try to reform the FISA court. Get rid of the Patriot Act. I mean, get rid of the fact that you have this statute that allows them to spy on us. It's not a matter of having the right judges or more judges or less judges. It's the fact that
there's the Patriot Act that allows you to do that in the first place. Right. Yeah. Well, but I think, and Trump sort of knows all of this, right? I mean, cause he's experienced firsthand. So I think things like, I think he's not totally naming names, but like those, whatever, the 50 intelligence officers 51. Who signed, 51 who said, the Hunter Biden laptop thing. I think they're like, okay, we're going to start going after you people. I mean, I wouldn't really want to be an FBI. Would you want to be Christopher Wray today? It's like, you know.
I mean, you know, the 51, I don't know, they'll take away their security clearance and that's about it.
Well, but I think though he's this is good, right? He's not going in there saying, "Well, I'm going to go in. We're going to see what's what," and you know, try to you know unify. He's like, no. Basically, he's got a mandate, and I think he's going to go in there and do all of that kind of stuff. And again, it's already making a difference. I just think it's interesting that Qatar, which has been sort of a secret home to Hamas, right. All of a sudden says, oh, you guys are Hamas guys? you got to leave now. Sorry. Trump's in charge again. That's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And I think you're right. Trump, apparently, and Elon Musk, which I think is interesting, had a conversation with Zelensky. Now, I'm sure it went something along the lines of, hey, Zelensky, there's not going to be any more money or weapons or anything. So you need to hurry up and figure out what your, you know, bottom line is.
You know that Starlink system you've been using?
Yeah.
Oh. Just took it down.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Oh, that's a good point. Oh,
yeah. all that advanced technology you used to go after Soviets.
Uh-uh. Not going to happen. That's a good point. Here, let me some comments here. Let's see. From Charlene or Sandra. Absolutely agree. Check the Patriot Act. Also get rid of the Homeland Security.
Yes.
From Stephen. Riddle me this, Batman. What is the Colorado GOP response when someone says, why would I want to be a member of the Colorado GOP? Because we're saving the country, I would say. And then from Charlene, so glad Trump has Musk, RFK, Vivek, JD is insurance policy, a deep bench, all charismatic and genius. You know, speaking of the deep bench, this is sort of a side turn here, but I got to think one person who was somewhat kind of happy about all of this is Jared Polis, because Jared Polis, I think, wants to be president. If Kamala won, he's looking at 8 years before that's even possible. He's looking at a Democratic Party that you can't be Jewish. You can't even have a Jewish vice presidential candidate, let alone a Jewish presidential candidate.
He's already changed his name once, so maybe it to Johnson or something.
If you're Jared Polis, and the reason I'm saying this, because I think this could somewhat be good for Colorado. Don't you think if you're Jared Polis, all of a sudden you're now like, hey, I see a lane. I mean, who else is, is no Democrat bench.
He's seen a lane for a while. I mean, he's appeared.
He was standing in his way.
Well, I know, but you know, he's been seeing a lane for a while, and that's why, like a charter school thing, he got rid of it. And so he didn't want the really, he didn't want to have a tampon Tim type of background running for public office. So if the legislature, which is more than happy to pass any whackball bill with the help of our wonderful Republican legislators, he's in a new.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about that. Tragically, the Republican legislators, like all like two of them, no, they're more than that. I mean, Colorado elected a complete rhino slate again for the Republican
Party. Oh, wow. Rhino slate supreme. You know, one of the things, you know, because we had so much to talk about, but they said he went down in Pueblo and we did that. Yeah, we turned Pueblo red by making it blue because we elect people like Heather Graham as mayor. Oh, we got a red mayor who's endorsing who?
Yeah.
The Democrat for Congress?
Yeah.
I mean, what is that turning red? I mean, that's pathetic.
And from Stephen, we need to save Colorado first and then the country. We've missed the red wave. That's true.
Yeah.
From Jacob, I think this is what I thought too, Jacob. Whitmer will stand in Polis's way. And then Jacob says, Stephen says, Jacob, I think Shapiro will be standing in Whitmer's way. All of those governors are going to be positioning now. And then Jacob, nope, Whitmer was a CEO, was a chairwoman of the, oh, co-chairwoman of the Harris campaign. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, the good news is if Polis suddenly is like, hey, I see a possible lane, I think he may stop the lawmakers, the Democrat
He already has.
crazies
He's
from.
done what he's going to do. He's not going to do more of it, but at least
Well, you don't think they're going to try to do continue to do more crazy stuff?
he's going to let him do crazy stuff to an extent that he thinks the crazy stuff will benefit him. He
Right.
won't do crazy stuff he doesn't think will benefit him. And so that limits him to crazy stuff he likes. So we're saved from crazy stuff that
Oh,
he
he
doesn't
doesn't like.
like.
And here from Sandra, hey Chuck, Pueblo still voted for Trump. What did Adams County do? Oh, voted for Harris. Sandra, stop putting down Southern Colorado. There you go.
Are
If
you
you
implying that Adams County is not the reddest of red county? We've got Weld County, we've
to
got Barbara Kirkmeyer, we've got that whole Weld County commissioners who are just slightly to the right of Karl Marx. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
No, but not putting down. I think he was just putting down Pueblo's mayor there. One other good thing that happened, Jack Smith today, the guy prosecuting Trump illegally on all of those federal cases, today filed a motion to vacate the court dates, saying all the deadlines, right? Saying, oh, this is kind of unprecedented. It's like, yeah, so was your attack on Trump. And so we need that. Just get rid of the deadline so we can see what's going on. And don't you love a guy who could be the attorney general, Mike Davis, telling Letitia, whatever
Oh,
her
that
name
is
is,
James.
yeah, the New York AG who said she's going to go after Trump. He said, we will put, pardon my language here, we will put your fat ass in prison. It's like, do not.
That is an attorney general.
That's what you
That's
need.
what we need. A little more of that kind of straight talk. Which is probably the only thing that Letitia James pays attention to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. Hopefully, and they talk about Trump's revenge list. Hopefully, they believe that, and hopefully, it's true, right?
Well, hopefully it's true as kind of Wyatt Earp's vengeance ride. I mean, I hope he just goes out there and slaughters them.
Right. Well, and again, and it's like, okay, so you want to talk about prosecuting me for some ridiculous things? Okay, well, then we'll prosecute you, right?
Well, there's
And
no
we'll,
reason, and you have to, because
right.
quite frankly, they're more than enough crazed prosecutors throughout the country that'll bring all kinds of charges against Trump unless they figure out somehow to reply, saying, "Great, well, we think there's still
Already
room
so,
for
and
it."
hopefully the Republicans need to like the Democrats didn't care if the law didn't exist to allow them to do stuff. They just like did it, right? They didn't care that the Constitution said you can't take Trump off the ballot. They
Yeah.
just did it, and the courts agreed.
Oh, no. Look at this. A Civil War, 1866,
Exactly.
says something about insurgent and years. Oh, perfect.
So here's my advice
Perfect.
to George Brockler, the new district attorney in Colorado's new judicial district, who keeps, on one hand, that's good that he's saying, hey, somebody needs to investigate Jenna Griswold. Well, I'm
Why
like,
don't you do it?
sorry, you had voters there, right? Yeah, why don't you do it? And quit, don't worry about, well, I don't know if I have the power. Take the power, right? Make them prove that you can't do it. It's like, I mean, I'm tired of Republicans saying, why doesn't someone? And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, do it. So, George, I don't, you probably don't listen to our show, but you
He does. I
investigator.
endorse him for his thing. He
Yeah,
doesn't like you,
but quit saying, why doesn't someone do something? You're the someone now,
but
right? You're the someone. Be the someone.
be the someone.
That'll
That's the
be our
key.
thing.
Be the someone.
From Sandra, agree, Julie. That's right. Oh, and then from Jacob, Jack Smith goes back to Norway.
Yeah.
Jacob, Trump also said he declassified the JFK files. We're still waiting.
Boy, that's going to be an interesting one.
Deep state and the
That's
establishment will stop
everybody,
that.
every president, including Donald Trump, has said he's going to declassify the Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy file.
Didn't Trump previously said when somebody asked him that they talked him out of it, but they're not going to.
Mike Pompeo did.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to talk Trump out of
Well,
anything
they ought to
anymore.
put Robert Kennedy Jr. in charge of
Well, here's what you
declassifying
need to do. I'm sorry, you're the president. It's like get your hands on the files and then release it.
it. No, that's not how
I know that
Washington
sounds
works.
crazy, but just release it. Pretend you're a reporter. Jack Ruby will talk Trump out of it from Jacob and Sandra. Yeah, just do it, Brockler. Exactly from Charlene. Rise to the occasion. As I'm saying, make them argue. Make Phil Weiser, who you could whip blindfolded with your hands tied behind your back in court, because Phil Weiser's never actually been in court. And George Brockler is one of the best prosecutors
Yes.
I think in the
Very great
country.
trial
Oh
lawyer.
yeah, great trial lawyer. Just
Politics these days, you know, not
whip
great.
his butt in court and just file, open an investigation. Say, I'm empowering my office to investigate Jenna Griswold and all of the egregious stuff she's done in there,
Yeah.
and make them argue that you can't. Now again, you have to go up against the Colorado judges, but you could sure.
And that's another great thing. You know, all our Colorado judges got back in. No problem, including all the ones that voted against allowing Trump on the ballot and stuff. You
Well,
know.
but the judge, she did do with some lefty organization an emotional and heartfelt interview about why she voted to keep. First, I'm like, why is she talking about that? Actually, as a judge, you're not supposed to, but the judge who, one of the judges who
Not
voted,
supposed to, as if they care.
really.
Well, it's against the law. What do I care? You against the law. What law? What is it? What is it? What, I don't say. I don't.
It says Paxton would be a good U.S. Attorney General. Yeah, you know,
Yeah. Ken Paxton, go after it, Ken. He'd
there's,
go after a few.
but we need him where he is.
Huh?
We need Paxton where he is, though,
No,
too.
no, no. Texas has got lots of
You
people and
know,
lots
it'll
of
be
people.
interesting to see who Trump picks. I know, well, you know, what there's a debate going on now, you know, for Mitch McConnell's replacement. And I don't know what's going to happen with that. And I know there's a lot of talk about it, and I know it's important. But if I'm Donald Trump, I mean, I'm going to just be trying to do everything I can without having to go through Congress. I mean, I know they have to approve his nominations and things like
Well, they
that,
got to
but
create a budget and things. They can't
yeah.
just say,
Well, you can't ignore him, but what I mean
well,
is,
no.
but I mean, they're a bunch of rhinos, and they're not going to change for the most part anyway, right?
Who knows? We'll find out. I hope Scott gets it, though.
That's
John Thune.
okay.
Who did John Thune have as his campaign manager?
Who?
Dick Wadhams.
Oh, and didn't he also say Trump should be prosecuted and things like that? I mean, it's like all those people. That's right. Oh, from Charlene, Randy Corbin is back to posting. Oh, good. Good. Yay
Yay!
from
We
that.
love.
From Jacob Gutfield said Hillary is so distracted she might kill herself instead of someone else. No, Hillary
Well,
is too. She's
you're
too.
gonna have to burn her or
Yeah,
drown her or
she's
something.
way too. She's way too
Mean and tough.
narcissistic, I think, to do this. Hey, one thing too, I want to go.
Hey,
There's
hey.
I'm jumping all over the place,
That's
but
right.
this is funny. It was an interesting interview. Michael Schellenberger, who used to be a liberal reporter who did the Twitter files, right, and was horrified at what he found there, was saying, I don't know why people do this, but he said he didn't vote in the election, right? Because he wasn't.
Because why should you?
Why should you? Why should
Yeah,
you?
just continue the same rot out there.
Then he said, but he woke up realizing that Trump won with a sense of relief because people like him have been attacked and prosecuted. So, I mean, two things. One, so
Thank God
why did you not vote
the
again?
world didn't do what you did.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. You
Yeah.
know, you should thank the rest of us for doing our part.
Yeah.
But he was saying that the Democrats, I think this is true, are so narcissistic, like a narcissistic person, they just can't hear the reality in front of them. And then everything is going to be everybody else's fault, which I think is good news for Republicans. I think the Democrats are in complete disarray and unable to figure out what to do because if they alienate the angry cat white woman, and by the way, women went for Trump 53% in spite of all of that. I mean, if they make them angry, then they don't have anybody, but there's not
They're down to
enough.
the
Yeah.
trannies.
And even they're voting for Trump anymore, probably too, because even they don't want to see people in jail.
Yeah, I wonder if that 53% white women includes trannies.
Right. Oh no, Jacob, for Party Friday, why didn't the skeleton go to the Halloween party? He had no body to go with. Good one. Oh, well, so here then, this is a Party Friday video. This is, and listen to the end. This is all of the media whining about how now we need to like shut down social media and regulate it. Thomas, if we could please play the Party Friday soundbite.
I think in a normal country, we would say, hold on a second, maybe we need to have a different set of regulations for social media platforms now they're this big.
It would help if we could regulate social media, because one of the biggest defenders is DC and Congress have not been able to do one thing in regard to the rogue corporations of social media.
And then moves them through YouTube videos, through podcasts, moves them from that annoyance all the way slowly, slowly, slowly to a full-blown fascist politics. We don't have the equivalent of Joe Rogan and
Right.
Jordan Peterson to move that man in a feminist direction.
Go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
And I apologize, I should have warned you there's a bad word coming. But I think That's exactly what the American people said to the Democrat Party, to Kamala Harris, to all of the legacy media operations. Go F yourself. Is that clear?
Yeah,
it's like, I hope
that's
it is.
Fair, right?
Yeah. so that's a Party Friday.
That's it.
That's it on Monday.
Go upstairs. Go out if you're here in the Denver area and shovel off
the snowmageddon.
The snowmageddon. Julie will be out there joining you soon.
Hey, everybody, have a great rest
Good
of your
time.
Weekend. Thanks to Dave.
Thank you.
And the guys at BBS and everybody on Zoom. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.